Come on, I'm Michelle McNabb, Librarian Manager of the Family History and Genealogy Center at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. It is 1870. 18-year-old newly arrived immigrant Caroline Junker has unexpectedly found employment in a hotel in Vermilion in Dakota Territory, staying there while her family went ahead to scout out a place to settle. Her first impressions, as written in her diary, continue. Monday, July 18th. Last Friday, I wrote the first letter to my parents that I have ever written, and I am looking for them to come to town every day. Yesterday, Sunday, I surely was lonesome for them and for Denmark. I thought about the many times I had gone to Neustrup Church and listened to Bishop Bladel preach. Yesterday was the fifth Sunday since I had been in church. Last evening, a Norwegian girl who had been home to see her parents came here. She worked for an American lady. Since there wasn't room for her to sleep upstairs, she slept with me. We went to bed before the rest of the folks did. She asked me what faith was mine. I told her what I believed, and she had the same faith. After that, she said a prayer out loud, and I've never heard one more beautiful and sincere. God help me that I, too, may be sincere in my prayers for myself and those I love. Amen. Thursday, July 21st. Today I left Vermilion. My father came after me. I received $2 for the week I had spent here, but from now on the lady would only pay me $1.50 a week, and for those wages I wouldn't stay. So I came up here with father, and here I am still staying, although I don't like it here. We are living in part of a barn and anxiously waiting for father and Jens to come home from their wanderings in search of land. Last Sunday we went to church, which is about 6 miles back toward Vermilion. The minister was Norwegian, but we could readily understand him. The ritual was the same as back in Denmark. 3 weeks later, August 17th. For a whole week now, I've been working for an American farmer, where I get $2 a week. It is mostly for the sake of learning the American language that I came here. If I had only known that, time would go faster. The following Sunday. Today, my youngest sister was confirmed by a Norwegian minister who lives just a mile from here. He is a very nice man, and he preached a good sermon, as good as any sermon any of our ministers back home could have preached. May God help my sister that she remains faithful to the pact she entered into today. February 23rd, 1871. Weeks and months have now passed since I last wrote in this book, and many things have changed since then. We are now not on the same place, but not very far away. There has been a great change. We now own our own house, and together with that, God has given us better health, which is the best of all. I had worked at the same place for 3 months when I came home for a short while. But I had only been at home for 3 weeks. When coming home from church, we met two men from Yankton who were looking for a girl. I went with them and got to work at a hotel for $3 a week. I didn't like the place very well, and had been there only 5 weeks when my eldest brother, who had been in Michigan, came to see me, and so I came home with him, and ever since then I've stayed at home. People say the Dakota winters are very severe, but to date the weather has been most pleasant. We've had several letters from home in Denmark lately. The other day we had one from our neighbor Paulson, who wrote that our old home had burned down and now lay in ruins. This made us very sad, even though we are a long ways from there now. Little did we think, when we built it 5 or 6 years ago, that it so soon would be changed into a heap of ashes. But thank God it didn't happen while we lived there. That would have made it even harder to bear. We can only imagine how bare and dreary it must look there. Paulson also wrote that as far as neighbors went, they hadn't made a very good trade. It made us very happy to know that they still think of us with pleasure and are happy to hear from us, their dear friends, who now have been in this great America for quite some time. And thus Caroline Junker's diary came to a close. She later married Peter Lund, had a family, and resided in South Dakota her entire life. On that note, and on behalf of myself and the staff at the Danish Immigrant Museum, I would like to wish all KJAN listeners a happy and festive Yuletide and New Year's season. Ha det godt i dag.